Welcome to Career Solutions with David Rawls, your guide to improving the quality of your career. David will share tips for career success, faith-based tips for locating, landing jobs, and succeeding at your work. Join your host, David Rawls, who brings more than 30 years' experience working for GTE and Disney, as he helps you with your career solutions.
Well, hi, and thanks again. It's good to be with you on another edition of the program that's dedicated to helping you in your career and your job search. We call this Career Solutions because we talk about things that have to do with your career. I'll introduce today's topic right after this important announcement.
If you're a job seeker looking for your next career position, we can help. Career Solutions Workshop locations around DFW offer our 12-week workshop on several evenings each week. These sessions cover such topics as resumes, networking, job offer negotiations, and navigating those job posting websites. For more info, visit www.careersolutionsworkshop.org and click on Workshops. Join the thousands who are finding a job God's way.
Well, thank you, Glenn. As you look around the world on TV, listening to radio, political, world news of all kinds, would you say that our world and our economy is based upon the principle of kindness? You heard my question correctly. Would you consider 2017 the year of kindness? Well, it ought to be, and certainly we can make our own ripple in the pond, as it were. My guest and I today are going to be talking about this. I'm delighted to have, this has been a long time coming. I'm delighted to have my guest today, Jill Lublin, who's going to be joining me. She's an international speaker and CEO of her own consulting firm, previously authored three best-selling books, and now she's the author of her most recent work, The Prophet, that's P-R-O-F-I-T, The Prophet of Kindness, How to Influence Others, Establish Trust, and Build Lasting Business Relationships. Jill, welcome to Career Solutions Radio.
I am delighted to be here. Thank you.
We've been trying to get this to happen for a couple of months, and I'm so glad that our schedules willingly came together here and meshed. I love the dedication in the front of your book. You dedicated the book to God who makes my life and light possible.
Thank you. That's really how I feel.
I know a lot of people that feel that way, but a lot of authors, but they won't put it on their book. And so I want to commend you for that.
Thank you so much.
Every time we talk, I just hear kindness in your voice. I hear kindness in your words. I hear kindness in the tone. And of course, as I read the book, The Prophet of Kindness, I see kindness in its various forms. And you talk about the fact that there's seven pathways to profit, and you talk about kindness as being a new currency. Talk about that for a second. What do you mean by kindness being a currency?
Like, wouldn't it be wonderful if we use kindness as a way to express our in a way, payment for things, you know? I think that we've lost the art of everyday kindness and the opportunity to pay it forward to somebody by expressions of gratitude and thanks, by being kind and simple acts that will really, you know, support people. So that's what I like. I like the idea of it being used as currency, literally, a way that you can pay for and thank somebody.
I think that's wonderful. Before we went on the air, I told you totally by coincidence. Last evening, my wife and I were watching a Netflix video called "The Kindness Diaries," and I want to commend it to you and our listeners. There's a young man literally traveling around the world, and his currency is kindness. He's kind, and he's taking no money with him. But I don't want to spoil some wonderful, wonderful surprises that occur throughout the episodes of this documentary. He's illustrating what you just mentioned, and it's amazing how far kindness can get you, isn't it?
You know, it's a wonderful tool, and the reality is that in kindness, people's hearts are expanded, your spirit is lifted, You're accomplishing just as much and more than you ever anticipated. And so in business, using kindness gets you to your goals, increases your customer loyalty, creates more prospects. And frankly, kind people tend to be happier. That's always good and always important. So it's wonderful having employees that are happy and kind companies. It's wonderful to see companies now using the word kindness in their annual reports, in their mission statements, and, you know, treating someone kindly. I mean, I just came off an airplane on Southwest, and they're like, go out and be kind to people. That's what they're saying.
That's great.
Leaving. I love that.
Yeah, that's great. That's absolutely great. All right, now there's seven various forms of kindness, and hopefully we're going to be able to get through three or four of these. Let's start with the first one that you mentioned, and I know this one is important to you, and it's certainly very important to me because of all the things that we teach and preach to our job seekers and our people that are striving to be successful in their careers, and that's the currency or the form of kindness that you call connection. Explain that and how that works.
Sure. The thing about connection is because we are also in our phones and on our computers and heads buried down in our smartphones, I think people are less and less connected. And although we have the wonderful tools of social media and our phones, of which I'm very grateful for, the truth is it's created a disconnected society. We're not engaged with each other as much anymore. We don't talk to each other as much anymore. So I think people are really missing connection, and that's something that I'm a proponent for, is let's bring connection back, saying hello to each other as we pass on the street, sending those thank you notes, creating connection in your company, whether it's, you know, informal Friday or pizza for lunch or, you know, something. But I think really people have become disconnected. You know, a friend of mine was wandering in Reno, Tahoe, and the snow had just come down really hard, and she was happened to wander a neighborhood because she was looking for a house to buy, and this neighbor was out on the street shoveling her snow, looking a little like it was tough for her. And Suzanne, my friend, she stopped, and she said, "Hey, do you need some help shoveling the snow?" And the woman looked at her a bit surprised, like, you know, like, really? And she said, yeah, really. And she came, and then her other neighbor saw the two of them out shoveling snow and got her shovel and came over. Now that's connection. And then the woman called Suzanne up and said, you know, I baked some oatmeal cookies, and I really want you to come over and have some. That's connection. Like, when's the last time a neighbor baked you some cookies? You know, how wonderful is that, right?
Yeah, that's out.
Thank you from her, you know. But I think we have become very disconnected. So I'm a proponent of creating connection. And with that, I just want to say, you know, people practice random acts of kindness. I want us to practice conscious acts of kindness. Conscious acts of kindness. And by that, I mean, you know, really making an effort to do something every day that is kind. That's an extension, you know, that creates a connection. And it could be sending a text, you know, connecting with someone on social media, calling up someone you haven't done business with in a while and saying, how are you? What's up in your world? You know, doing something nice, like just holding the doors open or smiling at someone. You know, today on the plane, this woman clearly was very hungry next to me, and they weren't passing out peanuts on the plane, you know, food of choice, because somebody had a peanut allergy, right?
Yeah.
And so she's like, oh, I'm really hungry. And I know what it's like to have low blood sugar. And I had some chicken jerky, you know, and I gave her half my pack and just said, here, enjoy this. And then she gave me one of her fabulous cookies. And, you know, it was just a really sweet exchange. That's connection.
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with you. Jill, there's so many particular, well, I guess what I'm really worried about, and I won't harp on this, I've said it on too many of my programs already, so many of the millennials that just aren't connecting, they think that texting their friends who are sitting 5 feet away without ever making eye contact, ever smiling, ever. There just doesn't seem to be the need to connect, and we know that there is. So, to me, this lack of connection at some point is going to be cause for some kind of a breakdown. When you can reach out and shake somebody's hand and give them a smile, I mean, that's an act of kindness. Just giving them a smile, it's an affirmation of their existence. And I'm right with you. I think connection belongs at the top of the list, and I'm glad you put it number one. Let's go on to I don't know if this is the reciprocal. I'm going to let you explain it. You're an expert on this. The second one that I'd like you to delve into, and again, I know this is important to you, and that's the currency of gratitude. Talk about that one.
Well, I think in today's society, we have forgotten how to be grateful. I mean, I know, people have spoken about gratitude, like Oprah Winfrey and, different celebrities, but the power of gratitude is so extensive. It is a healing power when someone says thank you. You know, the please and thank you that we had as everyday manners also has a bit gone by the wayside, it's just so fascinating to me how everybody's in such a hurry. We are going very fast. It is part of our society today. And in that, remember to be thankful. Remember to send a thank you note to someone.
Well, there's an art, Jill, that has almost fallen by the wayside. But I'm amazed at the number of people that might have sent thank you notes 10, 20 years ago that just stopped doing it. And to me, it's just a common courtesy. It certainly is uplifting. I got a nice thank you note just a day or two ago. It was something specific, but it was a nice thank you note from the station manager here at KDKR 91.3. And just the mere fact that he would sit down and write a note of gratitude. I've always thought a lot of him. His stock's gone way up because that's the first thank you note I got from the man. And I'm tickled to death with it.
That's what I'm talking about. And it does take a little extra time.
Sure.
And it does take thought. And, your penmanship should be good. Sometimes I just print mine because my penmanship isn't great. But, do things that make an impact. And because we don't get a lot of mail now, so when someone does get a thank you note, they remember it. They're impressed by it. It does feel good to get something in the mail. It's, not a bill. Because
yeah.
We don't get that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how wonderful is that? So the gratitude. Tell your spouse, your kids, that you love them and why you love them. Days can go by, weeks can go by, and sometimes we forget to tell those closest to us how much we love and appreciate them, what's great about them, great about them.
Yeah.
So remember to do that. Your employees, what's great about them? What do you love that they did? And I think that's really important. And people like to feel good that they made you feel good. That's the truth, So let's stroke some egos, stroke your own heart, stroke their heart. And gratitude said with, real heart behind it is what makes people feel good.
Yeah, it needs to be real, genuine gratitude. And so we need to be looking for things that we can be grateful for and even in the smallest acts of kindness that people do. And we can be grateful for someone being really very kind to someone else. I remember my wife reaching out, this is a long time ago now, but I remember her witnessing someone being kind to someone else. And she went up and was very grateful and thanked the person for being so kind to this other person. We don't know why she was, but that genuine act of kindness through her gratitude, it was infectious.
Exactly. That's the point, is one starts one and then it creates another act. And then, people get inspired. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, is it's an inspirational act and it's a selfless act. And so it inspires and elevates others around you. Even if they don't say anything or aren't a direct recipient to it, they notice.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
As you mentioned, the thank you notes, I can't help but think about, I ask recruiters and hiring managers all the time as we're helping people go through their career transitions and trying to locate their new jobs. And my guess is that the average recruiter or hiring manager, probably after they conduct a face-to-face interview with someone, they've devoted some time to considering them for a job. And the number of job seekers that send thank you notes just for the fact that a hiring manager might have given them an hour of their time is so low. It's just shockingly low. If you send a thank you note out after someone's given you the time of an interview, you stand out like a beacon because so few thank you notes are sent. And so it can help in your careers. It can help you in your neighborhood relationships. It can help you in your family relationships. And it can even help you with strangers. And as we said when we first connected, Jill, thank you for making time to be on the program today. Are you there?
Well, yes. Because you know what? I just felt that for a moment. And so that's also the point, is taking time to feel people's gratitude, express gratitude, and thank you. I love it.
Yeah.
And what a blessing it is to thank each other and be aware of the goodness of each other.
Amen. If you've just joined us, this is Career Solutions Radio, and I'm your host, David Rawls, with my guest today, Jill Lublin. She's the author of The Prophet of Kindness. And if it's a book you might want to get, you can get this from her website at www.prophetofkindness.com. And profit is spelled P-R-O-F-I-T, like financial profit. Let's go on to one more if we've got a few minutes here. Let's go on to one more and talk about the currency of flexibility as a manifestation of kindness.
Yes, flexibility. You know, I told you earlier, today's world is rapid. There's a lot of stimulation going on. And I think that it's very important to be flexible. And what does that mean? You know, appointments, allowing grace for others. You know, I remember I'm a publicity consultant, and one of my clients came to her appointment with me on the phone. Very, you know, I could tell she was going through a lot. It was near tax day, and she was somewhat frustrated, and she hadn't quite done the assignments in between. And I said, you know what, this doesn't sound like it's the right time for you right now to do our appointment. And she said, yeah, but Jill, I know that, you know, you have a policy about missing appointments and that they still count. I said, yes, policies are wonderful, and they're in place, you know, that 80% of the time they work and 20% of the time we need to be flexible, so don't worry about it. Now, do you think she's going to remember me and feel better about our work together? Of course, because I'm allowing her some grace. And I think it's really key these days to let people have some flexibility. You know, your employees need flexibility on their time. Your family needs flexibility. And, you know, we can't be too trying to box people in anymore. It doesn't work in today's world. People want to have more freedom in their work style, in their lifestyle. So allow that for not only others, but also for yourself. You know, I have four cats, and I like to take what I call them kitty hug breaks. And I go and I pet my cats and I hang out with them. If I'm really tired in the afternoon, I may go and take a nap. I may call up a client and say, you know, I am not my best today, and I'd like to give you my best. Would it be okay with you if we reschedule? And I actually find most people are very flexible and very okay with that. So I think just really telling the truth and finding out what flexibility means for you. For me, it's a really important value. And freedom is an important value. Freedom relies on flexibility. So I feel strong about it, but I'll tell you, I'm seeing all kinds of policies with work programs allowing flexibility to their employees. And there are the companies that, you know, on the surveys come out as top companies to work at.
Sure. They've got flexibility in even one of the benefits that many employers have offered for decades, called flex time, where they allow their their employees the opportunity to work between X and X as long as they get their time in. I'll never forget probably one of the greatest kindnesses my boss gave me is when he said to me I could start working half days. I said, Tom, I think that's wonderful. He said, yeah, as long as you're working from 6 to 6, I'm pleased as punch. Of course, he was kidding. He knew that I needed to give myself more grace, Jill. I mean, he knew that I needed to give myself more flexibility. I had become too rigid on myself and was holding myself far too accountable to unnecessary standards, and I wasn't giving myself any grace, and that helped a lot.
Yes, and you remember him, and you're still talking about him, right?
Yes.
Because he demonstrated a lesson to you around flexibility, and I do think it begins with ourselves, you know, that we have to say, here's what's important to me.
That's exactly right. Well, there are some other, kindness principles that we're not going to have a chance to talk about. Patience is one of those. Generosity, of course, compassion, and last but not least, this manifestation, this form of positivity. And gee, I wish we could probably do a whole show on that. I've written a little asterisk by it here, and maybe we'll get Jill to come back. Thank you, Jill, for again, if I can show a little gratitude again, thank you so much for joining me on the program. I hope the book does extremely well for you.
Thank you so much for having me on the program. And I am praying the book does great. It's already been number one in 4 categories. So we're definitely making a difference with kindness. And I'm grateful for that.
Well, that's,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Jill Lublin, author of The Prophet of Kindness. And as I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to get a copy of that, just go to www.prophetofkindness.com. That's Jill Lublin, spelled Lublin. And again, I want to thank Jill for joining us today. Well, we got several things that I want to mention before we close out here, so I'm going to have to speak fast, talk fast, and I'll try and do it in a very kind manner. First off, I don't want you to forget about the workshops that we've got going on here around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And if you don't have access to the workshops because you're listening online, and I know we have streaming listeners all across the country, most of the resources that our people are using in our workshops you can get on our website. And so all you have to do is go to www.careersolutionsworkshop.com, go to our store. You can get many of our resources, audio and written resources available. Our workshops are 12-week workshops. They last 3 hours a week. Different evenings for different locations. So if you have an opportunity to visit any of our locations, you can find those on our website. I'll repeat the website here in just a second. We also do seminars, and we're doing our employability with a background seminar once a month. We're doing our Creating a Unique Life and Extreme Makeover Resume Edition seminars once a quarter. Those are typically Saturday morning seminars, and you have to register, of course, for all these things in advance. The other thing I want to mention to you is our bi-monthly, we call them Alumni and Friends Networking Mixers. It's just an opportunity to get together and be kind and get connected and share and I mean all those things that Jill was talking about. And there's we meet at different places. We'll have another networking mixer coming up in a few weeks. I think we're going to be meeting at the California Pizza Kitchen. That information will be on our website. If it's not already, it will be up soon. These networking mixers are usually done on a Tuesday evening with an opportunity to break some bread with some folks and just get connected to people that have been through our workshops, some of our radio guests, some of our employers that have come to our job fairs, just a whole smattering of people that are connected to Career Solutions, and we'd love to have you join us. And then the last thing, of course, I want to mention today is our radio archives. We've now done, I think this, I'm gonna tell you exactly what show number this is. This is program number 1260 something. can't even read my own writing here. But we've done, we're heading toward 1,300 radio programs. Most of our shows, yes, we've rerun some of them a few times because of their greatness, and some of our programs have been shown a few times, but we probably have over 1,000 programs now stored on our website in what we call our archives, our radio archives. You can go into the archives on our website, and you can search these programs by topic. For example, I was in surfing just earlier today on our website. I was looking for some particular shows that we had done on the subject of networking, and so I just keyed in networking and hit the enter button, and all the shows that had the word networking in the title, dozens of them popped up, and you can literally just scroll down. When you find that show, you can either download it to your own computer, or you can just hit the play button and listen to it right there on the spot. And as I say, we've got just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Well, you'll find dozens of shows on networking, dozens of shows on interviewing, dozens and dozens of them shows on negotiating job offers and how to deal with toxic coworkers and tough bosses and how to ask for a raise and just a multitude of shows. I've done dozens of shows with recruiters from major and minor brands, companies all around the Dallas-Fort Worth area and beyond. We've had recruiters come into the studio. I've got one planned next week, as a matter of fact, where I bring recruiters in and we just talk about, what are you looking for on resumes? What kind of people are you looking for in your company? So it's a great way to get some intelligence about what's going on inside of great companies like Alcon Labs and BNSF Railway, Southwest Airlines, and American Airlines, and on and on and on and on and on. We've had recruiters from a lot of wonderful, wonderful companies all over the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Nebraska Furniture Mart. I'm not going to remember them all now, but you know the brands. And I just wonder, I've made so many wonderful friendships with the recruiters from these companies and even some of the hiring managers, some of which have actually attended some of our previous job fairs. So go into our radio archives. You can hear what they have to say. You can hear what they're talking about, what's important to them, and other guests like Jill. I even have a category that I call what I think are some of the best authors and some of the best career books out there. And I've read all these books. I don't put them on my best of list without obviously saying that I've read the book and I'm commending it to you. Those are all available as well. Books on everything career you can think about. Careers for seniors, careers for college grads. How do you get connected to your first career job after you graduate? And on and on and on and on it goes. Well, thank you for your kindness by tuning in today. Our word for today is out of 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 to 19. It is better if it's God's will to suffer for doing good than doing evil. For Christ died for sins once for all, for the righteous or the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body and made alive by the Spirit, through whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison. Are you prepared to share and defend your faith? Are you ready to display your faith? Are you ready to suffer for your faith? Peter knew it was good to be prepared after he once denied Christ three times. He was unprepared then, never was unprepared again. Remember, work like it depends on you and pray like it depends on God.
You've been listening to Career Solutions with David Rawls, broadcasting on this station every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. For more information on the Career Solutions Ministry, log on to careersolutionsworkshop.org. Our site has lots of free and low-cost resources that can help you with your careers, books, CDs, audio files, and more at careersolutionsworkshop.org. We want to help you locate, land, and succeed in your career. Join us again next time for Career Solutions.